morning. It's not, it is for children. It's just on love. It's been difficult the last several years because I haven't been able to preach. When you get to the moment where you cannot put your thoughts together, you know it's time to give it up. I give up pastoring, I give up working. I give up getting to be a part of my grandkids' lives because when they participate, I couldn't go. These several years, it's difficult when you do that. But one thing about it, the whole time, this is when it happened and I found out about it. And when I got so old, I mean, I done it as long as I could, but I have never been angry at God. I've never blamed God. I've never just give up and quit. I give up pastoring because the church I pastored at Pleasant Grove, just out of Hamilton, and they needed a pastor, and I couldn't be one because I couldn't go. I couldn't preach. Couldn't teach. And folks, God had used me over the years. Like I said, I pastored it at Mulberry for almost 10 years. God blessed, and he gave me plenty to do then. I pastored, ended up having to teach the youth class at one time and drove the church van and done several other things. But anyway, that was then. But here lately, God has been able, is showing his love and able to get out and speak just a little bit more. And I appreciate the privilege of coming this morning. But in John chapter 15, he gives us just a small commandment. And it seems like it's simple. He just tells us what? To love one another as he has loved you and I. And he says, I gave my life because I love you. You know, you heard someone say, ask Jesus how much I love you. And he spread out his arms and laid on the cross. So that's how much I love you. But he tells us to love one another. Today, and like no other time, people need to know the love of God. That word love has been used so much so lightly. It's been used in the word of lust, like. And we forget, love. And because Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I come that you might be happy. You know, like I said, I get sad sometimes and I get discouraged and those things happen because that's just life, isn't it? But if you're going to look for an excuse to quit, give an excuse to give up, if you're looking for an excuse just to get angry, Satan will provide it. You know, we forget God, the scripture says God cannot pluck us out of our Father's hand. He tells us that not for an excuse to sin. He tells us that because we don't have to worry about keeping our salvation because God holds us in his hand. Amen. Don't use the grace as a crutch and say, you know, I can just do this and that. Yes, you can, but you're going to pay the price. We forget how much he loved us. I heard some person say one time, asked, I said, well, reckon when did Jesus know what he was going to have to do? He knew before he left home. But he said he would do it. When he was 12 years old, when he went to the temple, when Joseph and Mary couldn't find him, what did he say? I must be about my Father's business. This is a 12-year-old. I must be about my Father's business. He knew then, probably knew the whole time, what he was going to have to do. You know, it's just amazing to me, the love of God, because he's always concerned about those around him. Jesus loved the little kids, and I think about that too when you have children's church. He always said, bid the children come unto me. There's nothing more precious than a child's love. Because one thing, we can't be saved unless we have a childlike faith. Amen? He said, because you just got to come to him as you are and say, well, Lord, here I am. I believe in what you've done. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe you died on Calvary for my sins and you rose again. Amen? And you have to believe that with all your heart, not just lip service. Over all these years that I've preached, they've been people that I shared the plan of salvation with. You have that doubt, wonder whether they really get saved. God doesn't say we have the power to save, only him, right? It's our responsibility to share. I've heard people say, well, I don't have a testimony. Yeah, you do. If you ain't got a testimony, you ain't been saved. Amen? If you ain't got a testimony, you ain't ever been born again. Because you just tell people what God has done for you. And you'd be surprised who you could reach. I remember my father-in-law, he was a deacon, and he shared with me, he was raised in church, he said one night, God laid on his heart to share his testimony in church. And I know we all do that sometimes too, have a praise service. And I'm glad to see that y'all know what this is for. There's a lot of churches that have got what the altar's for. And he just shared his testimony. It wasn't nothing. He wasn't on drugs. He hadn't run around. Hadn't done all those things. But he just shared how God saved him. And he said there was a gentleman who came to him after service and says, I needed that. God can save us from those things of the world. But sin is sin. Amen? When God sees it, he sees either a sin or not. But he tells us to love. Why should we tell other people about the love of God? Because he first loved us, right? Folks, it's not going to be long till the trumpet sounds. There's too many things that's happening in this world. There's too many things. This whole world is just about wore out. And sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I tell the Lord, this would be all right today. Because sometimes I get selfish, Lord. It would be all right to walk on streets of gold, walls. See the walls of Jasper? We was one night on Wednesday night at a Bible study. One of the older gentlemen in the church, had a pastor, this man said, his wife was real particular what she fixed for him to eat and all, and had his diet and all that stuff, and trying to keep him healthy? One of the men said, well, you know, said, brother, said, when you get up to heaven and you're sitting up there walking on the streets of gold, see the walls of jasper, temperature's just right, get up there to be in the presence of God, you're going to say, well, you know, I wish I'd ate more of that man of pudding when I got here quicker. You know, but aren't we that way? He says, I go prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And hey, he fixed it pretty nice. He fixed it pretty good. I don't know what it's going to be like exactly, but he gives us a little picture, don't he? He gives us a little taste. Because I don't know whether we could handle it if we've seen it. I don't know if we can handle it if we've seen how the glory of God and how wonderful it's going to be when we get there. Now, he doesn't tell us it's because he's got it prepared for us. He don't tell us to sit down and not do nothing and just wait on heaven. He just tells us to love one another and to share him with you, with others. It's a scary time to live in this world. But I don't have to be scared because I got the love of God. I was listening to a preacher here the other day, and he said, you can share Jesus with somebody. So you can tell them how, you know, if they've been saved, they feel to allow you to speak to them. He said, what's the worst thing they can do? Kill you? To be absent from this body is where? In the presence of God. So if someone takes your life, what is it? Our life is only a vapor anyway. Now, I told somebody one time, you know, about, well, if somebody just gets angry at me, if they just want to shoot me, I said, well, I'd rather you not. Because I'm selfish. Yeah, I want to go to heaven. But I also want to see my kids and grandkids and all those be saved and go to heaven together. I'd rather go in the rapture. used to be a pastor. I can't remember. He used to pastor at Kennedy, First Baptist. He always made this statement. He said, you know, I'd love to be preaching. When God called me home, guess what? God answered that prayer. He was preaching one Sunday, had a heart attack in his pulpit. And he went home from his pulpit. I've heard people say, the sheriff said, you know, he said, I just want to go to sleep and wake up in heaven. That would be pretty wonderful, wouldn't it? But God has a purpose for our life, and that is to show the world that we love them. Most of us were raised here in the Bible Belt, where there's church on about every corner. But the thing about it, we take that for granted. Most people don't do that. I have a friend that's been in the military and been all over the world. And he said, some of the places you wouldn't believe. But see, we may not be able to reach everybody, but we can reach the one that God wants us to. I'm sure you got a prayer list here. I know the big page of it, maybe two pages. And I trust and pray that some of those that's on that prayer list is just not for physical. Because I heard the saying, and he said that, you know, sometimes God, we try to fix the fix that God fixed the fix. And don't ask me to pray it again. But, you know, sometimes God gets a lost person and can get, God get them to a place where he'll listen or she'll listen. Sometimes he has to lay us flat on back. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. When you wake up and you can't get up and you have to figure out, now, where am I? Now, I ain't talking about being drunk. I've never been drunk before in my life. But this disease, I have awakened. And for a little bit, I can't move. I ain't got time to get angry. The only thing I can do is say, Lord, I start moving my little toe. Move that other foot. And then when I can figure out exactly where I'm at, I'll try to holler at my wife and tell her, said, come here and help me get up, because I can. But I've become helpless just as a little child. But it helps me to remember, when I accepted Christ as my Savior, I had to come as a little child. And I'm going to share this, and then I'm not long-winded. I mean, I just not me. That's how God uses me. And that's not knocking anybody that preaches longer or shorter. I just try to, if somebody said, well, you just preach till God gets through, and that's it. And that's what I try to do. And I'm going to share my testimony. I grew up in church. When I was just a little feller, I would stand, I don't know if some of you probably know James and Barbara Carter from Hamilton. Used to have Hamilton Plastic. Anyway, they were she started playing the piano when she was about 12 years old, and she played the piano until she could no longer play the piano. But I remember standing in that chair by the end of the piano, and she played. And one of the first songs I remember ever singing was Wayfaring Stranger. And I remember learning the song, Jesus. There's something about that name. But I liked something. I sang in the choir. I was there every service. If someone didn't know any better, they would have swore I was a child of God. I didn't curse around my mother and daddy. I respected them enough not to do that. They didn't know it, but I had a filthy mouth. And I'd like to tell filthy jokes. And I'm not bragging on it. I'm just saying that's what God took it away from me. When I got saved, I accepted the Lord as my Savior. He took that away. He forgave me. But no, I didn't no longer want to do those things. Had a different desire. And folks, if your desires didn't change when you got saved, you better check it out. Make sure you are a child of God. Because you want to change. And I was sitting about halfway back on a Wednesday night, and I was so under conviction, the person standing beside me when the invitation was given got out of the way and just stood beside the pew because they knew that something was going to happen. And I came down that altar. I took a first step. The rest of them, I don't remember until I got that altar. Told the preacher what I came for. accepted the Lord as my Savior. Hasn't been the same since. My wife and I was high school sweethearts. Y'all's pastor and your church has gone to Illinois. My wife grew up in Illinois, the northern part, Moline, in that area. She moved to Hamilton and went to school her 11th grade year at Hamilton. We met and just fell in love. She didn't date very few people, neither did I. But if you find the one you love, so why are you looking any further, right? Why do you want to look any further when God gives you the one you love? She came all the way to Hamilton. And you might think, well, her mom and daddy, her mama lived in Winfield. She drove to Hamilton. So that was the purpose behind that, her driving all the way for 1 year, go all the way to Hamilton for us to meet. And God blessed us. But we stayed active. We've been on mission trips from Colorado, Wyoming, Illinois. I don't know how many different places. The privilege of sharing Jesus. Well, what I'm saying is God doesn't ask what you have to give. He is looking at our willingness to be used of God, of Him, not our ability. If you're saying, well, I can't do that. Well, sister, where's the mustard seed, right? He said, if you got a faith of mustard seed, you can move mountains. So if anything that He's asking you to do and leading you to do, He's going to give you the ability. But this morning, in closing, God knows your heart and He knows your need. If it's you need Jesus, hey, He's waiting with open arms for you. If there's something that's just gnawing at you that old Satan keeps bringing up, I'm going to share this with you. When you're lost, Satan tells you you're so good you don't need Jesus to get to heaven. Amen? And then when he gets saved, when you get born again, saved by the grace of God, he tells you that you're so sorry God can't use you. He's a liar. Because it's not your ability, it is your availability. It's your availability. Say, Lord, here I am, use me. And guess what? He will. But there's something here in your life that Satan is just bugging you with, just leave it with Jesus. And when you leave it with Him, when you come up and give it to Him, don't bring it back to your seat. Amen? If you bring it back to the seat, you didn't leave it with Him. That's what He said, ain't it? And just leave it with Him, because He can take care of it. Leave it with Him and trust Him. As we get a hymn, sister, we get a hymn of an invitation. God knows your need. And I ask.